Sagt der Mischle weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Hei, Mishna Ches. Kemasei Bechayel, whatever they did during the weekday, when Erev Pesach would fall during Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Kach Maseo B'Shabbos, they did the same on Shabbos. When Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, whatever we described beforehand was done the same way. El only, here's the issue that came up on Shabbos. Shakayhanim, Madichem Esu Azara, they would wash the Azar, Shaloi Bertzayn Chacham. And the Chacham, they were not really happy with that. Now, how did the Kayhanim wash the Azara? There was this canal of water that ran through the Azara. All you had to do was to stuff it up or stop the water. So what happens if the water has no place to go? It overflows. It overflowed. So you had like a little bit of water that came up over the entire of the Azara. Then once again, they opened up the canal and they allowed it to drain. So the water would drain, bringing all of the blood that had accumulated with it. So why weren't the Chacham happy with this? What were they doing wrong? But really, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was not a problem. The floor was made out of marble. But generally speaking, Chazal did not allow us to rinse floors on Shabbos. Most of their floors were made out of earth. If you rinsed it, you also went and straightened it out a little bit, and if they filled up holes or evened things out, that could constitute the malacha of bina, of building. So in Mela, Chazal asked it all rinsing. Even though it's discussed over here that we learned at the end of Masechtas Erev and there was no shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, but over here they felt that a mamish wasn't necessary. Rabbi Huda says, Kais, hayim emali midam ha-teruvah. From all the blood that was on the floor, they filled up a cup of this mixed blood, and zirakai zrika achas al-gabi ha-mizbeach, and they threw it once on the mizbeach. What they hoped to accomplish was, in case this was blood from someone's carbon that somehow got lost, somehow spilled onto the floor, and wasn't put on the mizbeach, so this way it was sprinkled on the mizbeach. But really, the Chacham did not agree with Rabbi Huda that this could work. Now, let me ask you something. There was a lot of blood here on the floor, and the blood came from different places. It could have come from blood that was spilled. We would like to take that blood and put it on the mizbeach. There's also the possibility that the blood came straight from the neck of the animal onto the floor and never made it into a keli. That type of blood doesn't help when you put it on the mizbeach. It has to go into a keli. There's also the possibility, and this is where most of the blood on the floor would come from, that after the initial gush, blood would keep coming out. Now that's not blood. I mean, it's blood, but it's not the type of blood that we're yotze the zrika on the mizbeach with. It has to be dam hanefesh, from the first gush of blood. So really, most of the blood on the azara floor, was not the type of blood that is good for the carbon anyway. So don't we have a klal of bittul if most of the blood is not good, so it's mevatel, the little blood that is good. So what was the point, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, of scooping up some blood and throwing it on the mizbeach? Even if there was some blood over there that fell from a keli, which is the type of blood that has to go up on the mizbeach. But doesn't it become bottle in the other blood? And the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi, loy bottle. In order for something to become bottle, it has to be different. If I have one type of thing, one type of liquid, it's mevatel a different type of liquid. But if it's all blood, it's not mevatel it. The Ran explains that in Masechtas Nedarim. The yisoid of bittul has to be opposite. If two things are very different, and the majority is one thing, and the minority is something else, it's as if the minority doesn't exist over here. But if both are the same, how could one be mevatel the other? There has to be a stira in order that there should be bittul. Here, let me give you an example. It's how my Rebbe explained it to me. We learned the Ran in Masechtas Nedarim. If you have a huge, big tub of white paint, and you put in a tiny mashu, like a dropper of black paint, you're not going to see the black paint. There's so much white paint that it becomes bottle. The black paint, for all practical purposes, ceases to exist. You'll never find it. But let's say you have a whole tub of white paint, and you put in a tiny, tiny drop of white paint. Can you say that drop of white paint is not there? No, it's there. I mean, there's no way of finding which it is. You know, where's the white paint that came afterwards? Where's the white paint that was there to start with? But Lamaisa, it didn't become bottle. If I were to measure to the exact ounce, how many ounces I have, there'll be a drop more here because of that white paint. Something that's the opposite, you can say it's non-existent. There is no black paint here anymore. But if it's the same thing, it doesn't become batel. Min b'min, it does not become batel. That's the svara of the Ran. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda says this is going to work. We may as well scoop up a little bit blood and throw it on the mizbeach. It could be in the great haste, in this unbelievable rush, some of the blood spilled. But the Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And they say that nothing is accomplished by this, by scooping up one cup of blood and throwing it up on the mizbeach. So chazring over what we learned in our mission over here, Mishnah Ches, whatever was done during the week was also done on Shabbos, except that on Shabbos you had this shtickle issue where the Kehanim would rinse the Azara, and it was Shaloi Bertzen Chachamim. And we had this Machlaikus, where Rabbi Yehuda says they would fill up a kais from the mixture of all the blood and spritz it on the Mizbeach. Perhaps someone's blood was spilled over here, meaning the cup of someone's carbon, some of that blood was spilled, and this way he'll be Yaitza the Mitzvah, in case this blood over here got up onto the Mizbeach, and the Chachamim disagreed with this.